Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pleased to be joined by LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, I understand you got some new jewelry.
Yeah, man, what a great night. I tell you, those rings have changed over the years. Greg Stringfellow and Derek Panansky did a tremendous job of designing those things.
And then, you know, Coach O, looking at, boy, if you look at the ring and just your mantra and going forward, you're able to get hold that tiger, one team, one heartbeat, and then on the inside of it, LSU standard of excellence. I mean, it seems like it was the whole slogans that you preach day in and day out as far as what it takes to be a champion and have one of the greatest seasons, if not the greatest season, I believe, in college football history.
Yeah, I think they did a great job. You know, Bob, they took their time. They were kind of jumped the gun a little bit. I think they were designing that about halfway through the season. So they started working on a little early. But, you know, those guys been around us, and those are the things that we say around here. They became core values for us in our program. And, you know, one of the best things about the ring ceremony last night, our freshman class, who I believe is one of the best freshman classes I've ever been around, was in there. They didn't get any rings. And they saw the rings, and it made them hungry. But they understood the guys that played before them got up and talked of what it took. And they left there fired up and hungry.
Now, Coach O, where are you at right now as far as the team? I know it changes day to day, and when you're dealing with the pandemic, is it just kind of like you wake up in the morning and you're waiting to hear what kind of news you're going to hear going forward? Or where are you at right now? Because my understanding that a lot's going to happen in mid-July, if not late July, as far as going forward, what's going to come about.
Yeah, but we plan to play. You know, the other stuff is out of our control. We have the full staff in here. We're planning for football school. We've made our practice schedules for August. We're putting in all of our scripts. We're doing all of our chords. We're going on as usual. We're playing. Now, you know, whatever happens, we've been told that all likelihood we are playing. But if that changes, you know, that's out of our control. But for right now, our team has a great mindset.
Now, Coach O, is this something you reflect on, I guess, when you're old and you're in the rocking chair and you're not coaching anymore? But to me, this is astounding that when you look at NCAA record 7 victories over top 10 teams in that 2019 season. That's why, to me, it's so special. You can look at all the records and all the numbers you put up. But when you're talking about if you're going to be the best, you want to beat the best. And that happened last year when you look at the 7 victory over top 10 teams in 2019.
Yeah, you know, you think about that. It hasn't been done before. And think about the team that we had. When you had a guy like Joe Burrow, you know, Bobby, you know how it was. You know, we believe, at Salafouche, we believe we were going to win. You're our quarterback. We believe you'll win. You're going to make the play. Same thing with Joe Burrow. Every stadium that we walked into, but that young man is our quarterback, and our football team and our coaching staff believed we were going to win. It didn't matter who we played. And the bigger the game got, the more fired up we were. So that's the mindset this team had. I don't know about that rocking chair, man. I'm not looking forward to that rocking chair. I don't know where I'm going to be. Maybe running on the beach one day, but I'll definitely think about it. I promise you.
Yeah, Coach, Bobby has you retired, man. I think you need to stick around for quite some time, man. You know what I mean? I know, Bobby.
I'm talking about when he's in his 80s or something.
I know. Coach, you talked about belief. You know, his teammates believed in Joe Burrow. What's the belief? How much do the players believe in Miles Brennan?
You know, they like him a lot. He's running the summer practices. They're throwing on their own. And, you know, everything is going good. He's showing tremendous leadership. He is up. He has gained weight. He is 218 pounds. I think he came to us, I don't know, buck 60, buck 70. You know, and so far he's showing tremendous leadership. But as you all know, just like Joe did, you know, this became Joe's team when we beat Georgia. I think Georgia, his first year with us, was ranked number two in the country. This became his team when you beat the big, when you win the big game. Miles is going to have to win the big game to prove that he can be the quarterback. I mean, that's just part of it.
Coach, we're all looking for hope, for anything for hope right now. And you mentioned that you guys are planning to play this fall. If it doesn't happen in the fall, is spring football a possibility? In other words, could you have a season in the spring? Could you see that?
You know, I don't know. I, you know, obviously, that's out of my wheelhouse, man. I even think about that stuff. But if it does happen, we're going to prepare that. Whatever they give us, it doesn't matter. We have a mantra here. We don't blink. You just tell us where to play. It's in a cow pasture. It's at midnight. It's at 3 in the morning. We're going to go play.
You know, Coach O, the reason why I was talking with Christian about this, he brings it up, because you look at the Ivy League and say, oh, well, there's a bunch of intellects there. They probably know what they're doing, and they're going to play spring football, but then not necessarily people recognize Ivy League football. They know the intelligence that comes about with that. But I think it caught everyone's attention when a coach like Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma said this could be a possibility. Now, it'll be interesting to see, because I know Louisiana can handle it. All I know, January, February in Wisconsin and Ohio and Michigan, boy, you might have a frozen tundra type games for maybe a month and a half, considering what you're dealing with. When you say playing in this whole lot different, down south, we can handle that, but up north, it's a whole lot different, considering if you'd have a season, let's say, from January to May, whatever. So I think that could be taken into consideration. Like you, you have a lot of stroke, because when you're a winner, people listen. And Lincoln Riley, what he's established in Oklahoma. So when he made that statement, to me, I said, whoa, that kind of caught my attention. That the bottom line is we love football. We want to see football. And I think you kind of addressed it, that we'll do whatever they tell us to do because we'll be ready to play.
That's right. You know what? And, you know, as a head coach, you can say this, you can say that. We're not going to make the decision. So I'm not going to say anything, because I know that whatever I say, it's not my decision. And that the powers that be are going to make that decision. So I'm going to sit back and do everything that we can. I'm planning to play September 5th, and that's our mindset.
Coach, do you think LSU is now a national brand?
No question. I think LSU has been a national brand for a long time. I think that with the exposure that we've had and the season that we had, and obviously the experience that a lot of our coaches have around the country, and the recruiting experience that we have, we're able to reach out, and guys are showing us attention all over the place. But as you know, you guys know, Louisiana is always going to be our priority, and we want the top players in the state of Louisiana.
Now, Coach O, is that something that would fluctuate? Because you look at the 2021 commitments, you have a couple of Louisiana players, and like you said, it's a nationwide brand. But all of a sudden, it might be 2022 or 2023, and then you're taking care of business in-house. You're putting the fence up at the borders and getting the Louisiana product. Isn't it all about, I don't care where you come from, we're just getting the best players to come to LSU?
Best players available. Bobby, if there are 17 what we call offer intakes or 20 offer intakes in Louisiana, that's what we plan on signing. Now, not every year you're going to sign everyone, but, you know, as we win more games, the selection process gets more elite and more elite and more elite. This freshman class, think about this. We signed 4 out of the top 10 players in the state of Georgia last year. With Jacqueline Roy and Coburn and Guillory, both from the state of Louisiana, are 2 outstanding defensive linemen from the state. So we feel that this is a well-rounded group. Like you said, no matter where they are, let's get the best players. I told them last night, they were sitting at a table having their rings, and I think they were all from a different state. And they were arguing who's got the best football, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana. I said, it doesn't matter. You're all Tigers now.
Yeah, you're all LSU Tigers. And, Coach O, just talk about going forward, too, when you got players who are transferring, graduate transfers, whatever. Like, look at Shanahan from Harvard, the linebacker from North Dakota State. That won't you see that maybe year in and year out, you might have two or three players that might be their opportunity to come to LSU because they want to be with a winner.
Yeah, they fill specific needs. And, you know, Bobby, think about this. Jabril Cox committed to us and signed and didn't even take an official visit because of the COVID. And that goes to show you the and so did Liam Shanahan. Both of those guys signed, and they weren't on campus. And so it goes to show you the national exposure that we have and the power of LSU, but also goes to show you the doggedness and the tenacity of our staff. I got a staff that works on recruiting from 6 in the morning till 12 at night. And these guys, I got to give James Craig credit for finding Liam Shanahan. I mean, the guys at Harvard, I'm walking down the hall. I'm going to work out at 6 o'clock in the morning. James gets here at 3:30. He's been watching his film. He said, Coach, I think this guy can play. I said, I trust you. His finger license. I think the guy's going to play for us at center, perhaps start.
LSU head coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, going back to Miami, USC, and now LSU, how many rings do you have?
That was my fifth one. I'm very proud of it. That's my first one as a head coach. I've been fortunate to be a part of 5 national championship football teams.
Well, Coach O, that means you got 5 more fingers. You can't retire, so you have 10. Then you can start.
That's right.
If you go beyond that, you can start putting them on your toes.
There you go. Hey, Bobby. But, hey, them big rings like that, I'm going to have to find somewhere else to put them.
Yeah, I would imagine they're pretty heavy. Coach,
yeah.
during this pandemic, have you got any more yoked? I know you're a big workout guy. I'm sure you've kept in shape, maybe even improved your shape.
Yeah, man, I feel good. Lost about 30 pounds, ready to go. I feel good. Been running every day, run on the river. I work out at night. I'm picking up some extracurricular exercise at night, having fun, and it's been a good time.
Now, Coach O, do you feel, though, listen, I know you can hang. Do you feel like sometimes you don't do this week in and week out, but there might become a case in point where all of a sudden, I'm not saying you're challenging the players, but you almost have to bow up and say, come on, I'm in here with you in the trenches, and I know we can get this done and do something maybe out of the ordinary that a normal head coach wouldn't do.
No, I think I'm ready for that if that happens. But you know what? Man, this is my team. I love them, Bob. I recruited every one of those guys. And, you know, now I need to just look at them or talk to them, and they understand that when they step out of line, just like your children, you know, you give them that look, they get it, they stop, and we move on. So I don't think it ever comes to that. But if it does, I think I may be able to do it once or twice.
Coach, what is Coach Moffitt telling you? What kind of feedback is he giving you about the players during the voluntary workouts, in shape, et cetera?
Outstanding. Yeah, I just want to talk to him today. Today was a stretch day. He told me Monday and Tuesday was excellent. The attitude of the football team has been excellent. He said this is the best freshman class he's seen since he's been at LSU. The older guys are showing leadership. You know, there's a lot of guys, new guys, new positions that are stepping up. This is their time. They're hungry. Things have been very positive for us.
Now, Coach O, how do you deal with it? Because obviously you got to protect the players and everything that is like, okay, you're never going to know who tested positive, but you're going to have players in quarantine. Could you say that right now that you've handled the quarantine situation and all of a sudden we're looking at like 30 players? Is that number down right now considering, you know, we're getting ready to be in the middle of July? How does that fluctuate? Because I know there's a balance where you're protecting the players and individual athletes in the school, but who's tested positive, who's been associated with them? Where are you at right with that, and how do you manage that?
Yeah, you know, Shelly and Jack have done a tremendous job. I feel like we've given our players the best care that we have. We had a spike when everybody came in the first, and most of the stuff was coming from players going to Tiger Country, whatever they told them, whatever they call that place. I told them they can't go no more, or bringing it in from somewhere else.
Go to Tigerland. Coach O, we can't go. You and I can't go to Tigerland. It's not like old school in the early 80s.
That's right. So, hey, that's off limit. But you know what? We had a little spike. Shelley and those guys handled it well. Our numbers are way down. That number 30 was not correct. That was inaccurate. I don't know who said that. It wasn't that high. But we did have a little spike. Now it's going down. I think it's under control. I think that it's a fairly low number right now that we're very pleased with. And it looks like everything is going smooth for us.
Coach, you mentioned your LSU class is one of the best that you've seen in a while, maybe ever. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but what is it about them that makes them as special as you're talking to them are talking about?
I think you start with the lines, Christian. I mean, both line of scrimmage are very strong. I mean, these offensive linemen that we got, we are very excited about Marcus Dumaville, very excited about Martin Martinez, Xavier Hill, and then Liam Shanahan. He adds to the group right there. And then you look at Eric Gilbert. Eric is 6'5", 251 pounds. He's going to play tight end, receiver, Cole Taylor. Then you look at the two young quarterbacks, Max Johnson, T.J. Finley. You know, it was a name to remember is Kevontae Bradford, our running back that we got out of Dallas, Texas. He's fast, can move, got springs in his leg. Then you look at Kayshon Boutte and Coy Moore. And you go over to the defensive side, you know, you got Elias Rich, you got Jordan Toles, and these linebackers, Josh White and Antoine Sapp and Jabril Cox, all can run. And then you got four or five defensive linemen that perhaps can play in the NFL. So we're excited about this class, obviously. Now we got to get the pads on. You know, they're going to go through a little freshman grind and stuff like that. But we can see the talent in this class, and this is an elite class.
Now, Coach O, I thought it was interesting when you look at the center position. You might say, well, we talk about the tackles, the blind side of the quarterback, but really the center is the quarterback of the offensive line. When you have to be confident that not only are they going to snap the ball first, the quarterback, center-quarterback exchange, but then making the right calls and to be that leader, to get people fired up. So is that the competition that you welcome? You mentioned Shanahan potentially could play center. And then you look at Chasen Hines, the junior who played in 10 games last year. And then you move a defensive lineman and Joseph Evans to center. So it seems like with the competition, you have that right guy to take over for Cushenberry. Because to me, a two-year start of Cushenberry was outstanding and ended up parlaying that into the NFL draft. Because, you know, that to me where it starts. If you can't have the quarterback, center-quarterback exchange, then it doesn't matter what the O-line does.
You're exactly right, Bob. But it gives everybody confidence. You know, the middle of your football team has got to be the strongest. The core, just like your body, right? You got the center, the quarterback, and the tailback. And on defense, you got the nose tackle, the middle linebacker, and the safety. And then you work your way out. And you said it. The center has got to make the calls. He has got to give confidence to the offensive line that he has the knowledge. And I think that's where Liam is going to have an advantage. He's a veteran player. He started all 4 years. He's very smart. So the best-case scenario is Liam starts at center, then Chasen can move to right guard where he's more natural at. And then Joseph Evans, who we moved over to defense, is going to have a year under Liam's belt, and he can take over as center next year. So that would be the best scenario. Hopefully that's what happens.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron. Congratulations on the ring ceremony. Thank you so much for the time, Coach, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.